So you remember, this time together is where we can talk about different habits, different actions that we want to try and practice together to be more like Jesus. So can anybody raise their hand and tell me which habit we talked about last time? Does anybody remember?
Toughness.
Raise their hand, yeah. Graham, do you remember?
Toughness.
Toughness, that's right. We talked about toughness. What are things that you can do to cultivate this habit of being tough when things are difficult, right? What are things that you can do? And so this week, we're going to talk about another habit, something, an action that we're going to work on to be more like Jesus. The action that we're going to talk about is gospel loyalty. We want to love the gospel, and we want to love what Jesus is promising us in the gospel more and more. So what is the gospel? Right? When we ask, what is the gospel? It's the simple story of God's salvation plan. So God creates the world, and he creates everything in it. He creates lions and giraffes and tigers and butterflies and snakes and spiders and all of these good things. And he gives them, he creates man in his image to enjoy these things in a garden. But man decides that he doesn't want to follow God's law. He doesn't want to keep God's commands. And so he breaks God's law and is cast out of the garden. And the result of man's sin, Adam and Eve's first sin, is physical, spiritual, and eternal death. This is what God said would happen if they broke his law. But God, because he loved his creation, made a plan of salvation to bring man back so that man wouldn't experience that final eternal death away from God. So the way God did this is that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to take on a human body. God took on a human body to live a perfect life, keeping all of God's commands as a man, and then dying in the place of man who had sinned against God. And but Jesus didn't stay dead, but God raised him to life to show him that his sacrifice was accepted. It was enough. There's no more punishment to be paid. So everybody that believes and trusts that Jesus lived for them, and that Jesus died for them, is able to have that eternal life with God and won't face the second death and won't face eternal death or separation from God. So this is the gospel that we want to hear, that we want to love, and that the story that we want to love more and more, and that we want to be faithful to. So remember when we were talking about different habits, right? Habits are things that you can do. So think about them like almost like muscles, right? Everybody show me their muscles. Show me how strong you are, right? See, Hudson's been exercising, right? Really, really big muscles. How do your muscles grow? Your muscles grow by using them, right? So the big, strong 10th graders, when they want to grow their muscles, they pick up a 5-pound weight and they start really trying to lift that. And they're struggling. And then the next 2 weeks, they pick up a 10-pound weight and they keep adding weight and those muscles are getting stronger from using them. Yeah, but you know what happens if you don't use those muscles? They start to get smaller. They start to weaken. So habits are kind of like growing muscles. They can grow stronger the more you use it, the more you practice it, but they can also get weaker from not using them, from not practicing the habit. Or think about training an animal. How many of you have a pet at home? Raise your hand if you have a pet at home. And you try and train your pet dog. You try and train your dog to sit, right? And you have to do it over and over and over again. And you can try and teach it Latin commands, sit it, and try and make your dog sit to Latin. And you do it over and over. And if you keep practicing it, eventually your dog will learn how to sit when you tell them sit in Latin. It's the same thing with habits. The more you use them, the stronger they can grow. So how can we cultivate this habit of gospel loyalty, loving that message of salvation that God has promised us in Jesus? There's a couple things. The first thing is being involved in the life of your church. Do you know that God gives church, right, for your sake? That the things that are happening in church are for you. That when you hear the pastor or your Sunday school teacher share from the Bible, right, they are God's promises to you. God is giving these to you. When you sing together as a church, you are singing God's promises together and encouraging each other. And that's supposed to help you to love God's promises more and more. When you see baptisms occur, or when you've been baptized, or when you see the Lord's Supper taking place, these are signs that God gives to his people to believe his promises more and more. So be involved in church. When you're singing, don't just sit there. Right? Sing together with the church. These are things that God gives to you. Other things that you can do is read the Bible. Again, these are promises of God to you for your good. So try and read the Bible. Maybe you would ask your parents to read it to you. Maybe you would read it with your siblings. Another habit to cultivate in loving the gospel and loving that message that God gives to us is prayer. Right? We want to depend on God in prayer. So maybe it's starting small. The beginning of each day, Jesus, help me to live for you. Amen. Right? Starting small. Maybe it's longer. Maybe you start praying the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of each day or at mealtimes. Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Right? And you're starting small. So these are habits that we can do to cultivate gospel loyalty. So this is how we want to grow, to love the gospel, by these different habits.